Well,
that's a nice request.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
By whom?
I JJ Fitz.
Hey, listen, bro. Wait a minute. Let me get my intro in.
Y'all, this intro was.
It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation with real people. It's the boy Jay Oates, still number 3 in the city, aka Young Situations Will Arise. And I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ The Chef, and as usual, you know what I'm saying? If y'all need something to eat, I don't know why y'all ain't talked to him yet. Let him know what you need. Also, I got the boy Donnie Don in the building with me.
Yo.
Don, the Don. The Don Dada, non Aga. You know what I'm saying? We got Gladys, never the saddest, still the baddest. No pips. Me and this bitch.
What's up?
I got the homie Maul chilling in the back. You know what I'm saying? He cooling.
Yo.
You already, I hope he good on that ball, too. Pause.
Pause.
We got Ashley, birthday girl, still birthday vibes. We popped the cork already, you know what I'm saying? We might pop another one of y'all boys, watch out. And last but certainly not least, I got the homie Triple T in the building with me. Big dog.
What's happening?
You know what I'm saying? He the boss right now. If you want to talk to T, you got to talk to me first. And if you're not cool, if your vibes is off, nigga, you got to chill. All right?
No cap. Right.
It's lit. It's lit, man. I don't know if y'all voted. I missed it this week. My brother was supposed to give me. Shout out Jordan. This nigga took a really long.
Oh, you missed it?
I was actually upset.
I definitely need me smoking while I'm driving. Getting higher than the biggie said we bought.
I'm not picking me up.
Watch the time go by. Climbing.
Hey.
Told you I get enough
pads. Man, hold on. Wait a minute. Shouts out to all the veterans. Shouts out to all anybody that served in the military. Yo,
right.
Shouts out to everybody that voted in Ohio, man. Passed issues 1 and 2. Man, fuck all of them niggas talking that crazy abortion shit. Shout out to the weed. It's up in about 45 days.
Huh?
Look.
What?
Hey, do what they do.
I feel shitty.
It's not even a podcast. And we in this thing. How was everybody doing today? You know what I'm saying?
I feel good, man. I woke up this morning.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
I woke up, but damn, was fucking headache for real.
Hey, listen.
Nice hangover.
What were you drinking, Gladys?
Oh my goodness, what the fuck was I drinking? It was some kind of like fire drink. It was Jameson. Fireball? I never had. No, it wasn't Fireball though. Because Fireball has like a cinnamon taste, and it wasn't cinnamon. Some guy kept on handing out shots, man.
You was taking that?
Man, motherfucking Tony. His name was Tony.
His name was Tony.
Motherfucking Tony.
Tony did it.
He was passing out shots. I had 3 of his shots. I'm like, what the fuck? I was sticking to the, you know, the Crown Royal, but.
He probably,
Jameson.
Oh, y'all be using the Crown and the J-Mo?
Yes, that's why I said I woke up with a fucking hangover. I still got it right now.
That's fair. She said, I still got it.
You gotta drink something to get over that.
That's what I'm doing.
A little bit.
I'm chipping right now.
Little hair to dog. Little hair to dog. That's fair. All right, listen, man. I got a question for y'all. That's kind of the look. Like, look. That's sort of like the look. No, I got a question for y'all. And it's about... all right, hold on. It's about... it's sort of like a driving question. T, I think we talked about it the other day. It's an 86-year-old man, right? He used to be in the military. Shouts out to the military vets, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once again, this will probably be a Veterans Day episode. But he was driving, right? He's an ex-vet, or ex-military service, and he's also ex-FBI. Mm-hmm. He's 86 years old. His wife just died recently, mm-hmm. and he's had 3 DUIs since 2015. It's 2023 now. On his third one, he hit a kid on a bike that was riding on the side of the road, in the bike lane. Like, he wasn't just riding on the side. He was in the bike lane. Mm. He, like, broke the kid's pelvis or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm. He's looking at jail time right now. What do y'all think about that?
I just want to chime in on this fucking bike lane. Fucking absolutely hate it. Fucking ride on the fucking sidewalk. If you can't take a hit from a car, you should be on the sidewalk, goddamn, where the pedestrians are. Like, what the fuck?
But it's illegal for them to be on the sidewalk.
I know,
though.
I know, which is crazy, but I feel
it
like.
Is what?
It is.
It's
illegal.
You're not.
Yes. So why am I running on the street able to be on the sidewalk?
That passed a long time ago.
Yeah, it's
even
that's
in
that's
New York.
Lane is
it originally passed in New York.
Like, that's why that's the lane is there, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why they have those lanes. That's why they highly suggest the helmets.
maybe that's only in New York. But all right,
you should wear a helmet.
Do y'all think that he should go to jail?
Yes.
Y'all think he should be facing jail time?
I mean, he's drinking and driving all the time.
Yeah.
Like, did you not learn your lesson the first time?
The first time?
Still on the probation.
4, 5, 6.
I mean,
7, 8 times.
In 8 years?
Alcoholic?
Yes. What do you mean?
He's all right. Oh, no. I didn't finish telling the story. His wife.
All
right. So
he drink like that all the time. Like, is it like every
day? He's had 3 DUIs since 2015.
So 8 years, man. That's not that bad.
Oh, I thought you said 15.
So I'm saying, like, is it?
That's quite a bit.
No, the kid was 15.
No, the kid was 14. He had 3 DUIs since 2015.
Oh,
since the year 2015 to now, it was 3 DUIs.
I don't feel like that's bad at his age. Am I wrong for saying that?
Also, and I didn't finish this
he's
story.
An old alcoholic. Like, I'm sorry.
And I still didn't finish the story. He, when his up until his wife passing away, he would be in the nursing home feeding her every meal of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? And so when she passed, he kind of took it hard and he started hitting the bottle a little bit harder. He's a millionaire, and that's the end of his profile.
I feel like how he's handling life, if he didn't tap that child, he'd be okay.
If he didn't hit the child. The kid may have altered.
I ain't afraid.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think he should go to jail.
He probably needs to go to jail.
Why?
He lost his wife.
He
probably going through stuff. That's why he probably alcoholic. He did going through all that stuff. So he probably needs some help.
Some people take
86 definitely
them differently. He losing his wife, he taking it differently than any other older person to take it. He drinking and he causing problems. So he probably needs some help.
And probably ain't got nobody to go to.
Nope.
I mean, if you really think about it, how many people have gone in the courts and they do some dumb shit and they still weren't found guilty? Like, I think it's bullshit. This is a mistake that he had. He's going through some
time
stuff.
Off,
if anything, he does need help.
I think he probably needs help. I would say, like, all right, look. It's a couple of things that run through my head. If we still got, what is Zach Reed, a councilman?
Yeah.
If Zach Reed can still be a councilman, an upstanding individual in the city, and have an umpteen many DUIs in this city, you know what I'm saying?
Hire a driver.
Then, I mean, I'm not trying to tell people how to not have DUIs. That's a different thing. But the punishment behind DUIs, I feel like, is got to be somewhat uniform. I don't think that you need to go to jail. Maybe put a breathalyzer in his car. Maybe put him on house arrest.
They have that, so you can't start your car unless
But he a millionaire, so he can maybe buy a different car without the breathalyzer in it. But, like, so whatever. So maybe put him on house arrest and make him order
that's
his groceries type shit.
Put him on probation. Yeah.
I personally don't think that niggas that ain't, like,
murdered somebody?
Murderers. First degree murderers. Pedophile. Yeah,
right.
Rapists. Like,
shouldn't do drug dealers.
Nigga, if you...
I'm on the fence about that.
I don't care about niggas dealing drugs. Nigga, fuck that. I don't care about none of that shit. Listen. This nigga stole $400 worth of shit out of Walmart. I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Walmart is fine. Like, he don't need to be in jail, and we don't need to be paying for him to stay there. Like, because that's where the tax dollars go. A lot of them is paying for their, like, housing and their electricity and their Wi-Fi for all of their iPhones and shit. And them niggas is living like teenagers in that bitch.
And still dating.
Right. And still dating is nuts.
Still dating. Like, they locked up, but they still fucking dating.
Still dating is nuts. Still dating is nuts. Yeah, so I ain't mad at homie. I ain't too much mad at homie. I'm gonna move on to the next topic. There we go. If you could change one law, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one law, one system, like, not like, don't be like, yo, I would end racism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you could, like, if you could change something. Like, no, I'm saying, like, if you could change something, like, in the world, like, you know what I'm saying? The way something happens, like, you know what I'm saying? A law, a system, something, like, you know what I'm saying? What would your one change?
I'd change the jail system.
Like,
oh my goodness.
Just because I know someone in there that's been in there longer, like, they've been in there for like 30 years.
Yeah.
But they're under the old law.
Under old laws?
Yeah.
And so basically they wouldn't be in there for the crime. Yeah, okay. So, like, how you would change it to, like, let people out?
Everybody that's under the old law should be able to be out because they're under the old law.
Okay, that's fair. Don, you would.
Something DMV related. I can't figure out, nigga, somewhere, something DMV related. Either no more licenses, some crazy shit.
No more licenses.
What? You bugging? What?
Nah,
I can understand
bro.
That.
I'm not, well, give me some more science. Like, more science. Like,
well, I haven't completely thought it all out yet.
Well, that's fair.
But I don't want no more.
But something. Why would you say no license? Like, what is the benefit of, like, taking away the license?
Personally, I just hate DMVs. Like, as so a person, I hate a DMV. Money say, I don't want to go.
The line always fucking long.
You ever get there, bro? You ever get to a DMV, and then you're like, I got everything here, my birth certificate, my license. They be like, oh, but you need an SR-22. So you gotta get back out there and shit. Niggas be like, you ever had, alright, so then sometimes you got an SR-22. They want you to pay, if you get an SR-22. If you got if you get an SR-22, and you don't have a car, you still need to pay insurance on a car you don't have. Fuck you.
What's her name?
Fuck you.
Who's the lady that told you that?
That's the lady's name.
I wish I was Susan. Oh, shit. It's something like Susan. But fuck that shit. I'm not doing it. Or one time I went to the DMV and I had to go to Cleveland. They spelled my name wrong.
That'll fuck everything.
Yeah, so then I had one thing under, like,
not even you, nigga.
Yeah. So then I told her, I said, well, how do we make sure this doesn't happen again? What do you mean? I said, well, someone spelled my name wrong. How do I make sure this shit is all consolidated and doesn't happen again?
You use the word consolidated with them? Yeah. They don't know what that means.
It should be all figured out. But is it figured out? Is it figured out?
It should be.
Fuck the DMV. Fuck licenses. Fuck car police. Fuck all that shit. Get out of here.
Whatever, bro.
Fuck that shit. Fuck DMV shit.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, Don be going on some crazy rants.
No,
that's a headache that's not necessary.
I'm not mad at it. DJ, what you would change?
I would have people go back to trading. I wouldn't have people pay for shit.
I like that.
You have to harvest.
So no more money.
You have to harvest and grow your own crops, and you can trade with people that's gonna have livestock. If you don't want to slaughter animals, you can do. You know, grow your fruits and vegetables and trade with the other people who actually have livestock, or you could do both. And but you can't. There's no cash that would be needed.
Did you hear the internet?
That
just made me think about some shit.
Said bring back real hustling.
Where it all started from.
Yeah, all started. From. Say that shit again.
Two pigs to three cows, man. What's happening?
That's right.
Let's go.
I follow a lady that says she ain't bought. I follow a lady on Instagram that says she ain't bought food in 10 years because she harvests every chickens, cows, everything in her backyard.
That's the
and she
dream.
Grows, feeds the animals.
You know I want a black steak, bro. Like, you know, that's the dream, bro.
Self-efficient.
But now listen, like, you heard that, have y'all heard that, actually, to interrupt this shit real quick and we'll get back to, like, what we had changed. Like, y'all heard that, like, the solar, it's like solar storms or some shit. And it's supposed to, excuse me, I got the hiccups. It's champagne. It's the bubble.
Here, get some of this. No, you can't drink off me, though. My cup too expensive.
I need a box.
All right, anyway. Listen, bro. But they say it's gonna knock out the internet for extreme, like, months. It might be knocked out. The internet might be knocked out for months. Due to the solar storm.
People are gonna go batshit crazy.
I might appreciate it though.
I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
People gonna lose their mind.
People gonna lose their mind though, and that's the whole theory.
Niggas think the world is about to like end, like low key. Like, I was seeing the comments about
it. But when the internet collapses, something is gonna take place that people can't stream and put it on live. Something other than the internet collapsing is just it. So the revolution will not be televised. Ain't nobody gonna be able to stream what the fuck is going on. They can record it. Yeah, they can record it, but the internet's gonna be out. There ain't gonna be a stream, nothing. There ain't gonna be nowhere to put it. For what?
That's fair.
Something's going to take place that's bigger than the internet going on.
Look, man, just because we the number one urban podcast, they're trying to take us out, man. Niggas, they don't want niggas to have nothing, niggas. Shit.
You already know. Once you start having fun, they come get you. What they should be able to say?
Damn, you don't want niggas to have nothing. No, but they say that shit is close to coming, bro. Like, that shit is
it just the internet or all electronics?
Just big ass like.
No, the internet.
The future, right?
It's wait, what?
When you make shit happen, you can predict the future.
That was deep. I like that a lot.
I like it. I like that a lot. Yeah. No, it's real.
That was dope.
Yeah.
All right,
it's anti our funny clause. Like, I was going to ask a question, but what's your question?
Wait, you ain't even finished asking everybody the first question.
I was wondering if it was
EMP. No, I was like, if the internet was down, question. Anyway, keep going.
I just wonder if it was everything. Like, traffic lights.
You would think that. No. Why would it just be Wi-Fi? Wireless signal. So that means landline phones are still going to work.
It was traffic lights before internet, bro. It was phones before internet. Like, it was like, you know, cash registers before internet. Like, niggas had security cameras before internet.
No.
Like, you don't have to have internet for every single thing. There are certain things that they use the internet to have.
Yeah.
But there's another way to have it. It's just slightly slower and more.
Okay, well,
like,
then that wouldn't be too bad. Then if I get so many phone calls and.
So you're damn near about to get back to reading books. Which is
not that bad.
Like, get back to I still read books. Jesus, I'm not saying
it ain't gonna be that long. They ain't gonna start reading again.
Because niggas my age is done. Niggas my age ain't gonna read no books.
Oh, he got a bounce on that one.
That's fair.
No, I'm definitely reading.
The kids do not. They read on the phone.
I don't know what a book is.
They read on the phone, or some of them read on the phone, but they do be reading on their phones and laptops and shit.
Because they have the audios,
A lot of people do, so
that was COVID fucked up a lot of shit for kids, though.
Yeah, it did.
And now a lot of schools are one-to-one laptops, and that fucked up a lot of shit, too. Kids don't know how to write anymore. And I literally watch, eighth graders do chicken scratches, bullshit.
They stopped doing cursive. How am I supposed to get you a signature, motherfucker?
Yeah, no cursive needs to be a top.
That's deep.
Can I ask you a question?
For real.
I just need y'all to understand that the use of a signature is like, sure, but that's an archaic format. When you paying with a chip or a tap pay with your Apple and shit, you don't have to sign. So like, the use of a signature is futile. As much as we learned it between third and sixth grade and had to use it, like, and had to sign for shit, no one's writing checks anymore.
I'm thinking about signing contracts and making deals, like, as far as like when I do business transactions, like, I send people shit and I need you to, like,
you just put your name on it.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying this is something to know, like, just dumbing things down to just, what is it called? Just regular manuscripts?
Maybe it'd be a fingerprint.
Yeah, that's already a thing.
Right, so it'd be a fingerprint or face recognition. Like, you don't need a signature anymore. Like, niggas.
iPhone already did that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Niggas good off face card now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's scary.
You don't even need the autograph. Nobody gets autographs. Like, don't nobody get celebrity autographs no more. They want a picture with them. Like, because you need a face card. Like, that's old shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because you guys on the side, they'd be like, where's your letter authentication?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So it's like, as much as that shit meant to us growing up, it's not going to mean that much to the next generation. That shit, like,
so how much stuff are we going to just keep taking out and decide that's not that they're not gonna need it. If that's the,
it's so many things that got that our parents' generation that we got rid of. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, and there's a lot of shit right now. I feel like that still get taught, like certain maths that get taught and certain sciences that get taught in school.
They teach it a little bit differently.
Waste of fucking time.
Yeah, school is not necessarily what they. But we know that. Like, school ain't necessarily what they. It's just training you how to, like, move into the
right.
Be like, it's just different. And if you want to learn some shit, the information is out there. Now, that is a thing that they're trying to hide the information. You niggas gonna have to go get information to do shit out of books if the internet go down. But, like, I was gonna ask, what niggas gonna. Like, that mean no porn. Like, you know.
I was thinking about that.
Oh, I gotta download a video.
Remember that summer episode? Y'all went to that. Like,
let's not make rookie mistakes and forget that we used to have pirated videos back in the day. Goddammit!
If you got videos, like, DVDs, on your phone, you ain't got.
No, I have shit downloaded to my computer. Not just porn, but
and
I have like
bring back DVDs.
A good genre of movies down. You get on an airplane, you can't watch shit. You ain't about to pay for the Wi-Fi. You download shit before you go on a trip.
But listen though, all
right, hold
you said something about porn.
Yeah.
If you got videos on your phone, you ain't got to worry about porn.
That's, I mean, yeah, that's fair.
No, you know what? Bring back the DVD era with that big-ass fat catalog.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, all the DVDs put in the slots
the four-page joint?
Yeah. Niggas got to scroll through. Yeah.
That was the time. That was the time. I
love
that time.
Everybody had a CD case.
Oh, bro. You ever was looking for something and passed it like 6 times, bro? Because you looking at 5 different CDs?
I still got a DVD
VCR from
my mom's house.
I actually still have one of those.
I still got a box of VHS tapes at my mom's house.
VHS?
Judge Dredd, when we used to bootleg cable back in the day, and record on commercials, just like we used to record radio with the cassette tapes. I got a box big as your table full of VHS tapes. Yes. That's Chucky fire. Child's Play, Scream, Hellraiser,
that's
everything.
Fire.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's fire.
It's either in the Disney case or in that regular box you slide.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And there used to be some, like, you remember the Nickelodeon tapes and they came orange, like the special orange? And there was some artistry in that.
That's
hell yeah.
That's marketing
right
there.
I told my brother, I said, Mom, I probably got like $1 million worth of shit in this house. I don't even know. My brother got a dresser drawer full of comic books.
Oh, for sure.
Speed Racer and old back in the day cops in plastic.
That antique.
Ain't touch them bitches.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That antique and the mint condition comics. I had a comic book phase. That shit. Wait, what you say?
All that he just said, that's about a good $250,000, $500,000.
Yeah, my sister lost one of a Beanie Baby, the white Beanie Baby in a glass case. That was one of the most expensive ones. She moved to Memphis and left it in storage, and it got fucked up.
Mm. I had so many.
That'd be so expensive.
I had a bunch of Beanie Babies. I knew the kangaroo joint was. I lost all of my Beanie Babies, like through moving and shit, and just thinking they weren't gonna be shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's crazy how much.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You grow up and be like, man, why the fuck I had Beanie Babies? Like.
You Google Beanie Baby now, see how much that shit costs.
See, I knew
original Beanie Baby.
I had Pokemon cards, all that shit.
Or the little knickknacks your grandmother used to have back in the day that sit on the table. They should be priceless.
Yeah, especially if they was all the same brand and shit.
And it was like the set. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm. What a time to be alive.
Hey, man. Remember the time. Outside rules. Them was outside rules. Outside rules in effect, man. Alright, last question before we get up out of here. How old was y'all and what was the lesson that made y'all learn, like, that you knew had to know how you was getting home? Like, when you went somewhere. Huh? Mm-hmm. Like you ain't never had to learn the lesson. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like I got lost when I got the school bus.
You said huh?
I got lost when I took the school bus home. Like the first time I got lost getting off. And I'm like, I had to find my way back. You know, ever since then, like, I just been like paying attention and stuff. Like, I was really scared. I thought someone was gonna kidnap everything. All the man was following me. I was overreacting though. But like, I was really scared. That traumatized me a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like 7.
7?
Oh, shit.
Man, I was probably like, what, 5?
Probably.
Because I was like, what, 5?
Yeah. I was hoping it'd be 5.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
I ain't got no phone or nothing.
I don't know when I learned my lesson. I just remember the time that I knew that everybody ain't learned that lesson. Like, it was in high school. Like, niggas was hooping. the pavilion or whatever in the Heights. Mm-hmm. And like, so we about to leave. Like, my pops was coming to school me. But like, everybody like, ask your pops if he'd take us home. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was just thinking, like, how the fuck did y'all niggas plan on getting the fuck home? Like, we didn't plan to come up here together. It wasn't like, oh, I know Oates gonna be there and his dad gonna scoop him, he gonna take us. Like, it's like, you just came to hoop and you ain't know how you was getting home from the hoop? Like, that shit was wild to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck you don't know how you getting home, nigga? Like,
I ain't about to go nowhere if I ain't got
home. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, but you had to learn that at some time. For you, it was young. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a traumatic one.
I realized it when I went somewhere and in my head, this bus gonna run on. It didn't. You know where I had to walk from?
From
116th and Buckeye, where Riley's is at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Turner.
Oh my. You told me about that. Mm-hmm. And I ain't believe it the first time in. I said, this nigga's nuts, nigga. Yeah, no, that's a long ass walk.
Like, the bus gonna come.
The first time. Oh, my. It's gonna come. The time I. Then you be pissed you was waiting for it.
Right.
I walked home from high school.
Yeah?
I missed I had a lot, because you know, you in high school, they give you a bus card.
Yeah.
I lost my bus card. I left it at home.
Yeah.
But my mama brought me to school.
Yeah.
She couldn't come get me after basketball practice. So I'm waiting. I try to get on the bus knowing I ain't got it. I'm thinking Nathan would be like, let me slide. I'm like, no. So I walk. I'm walking all the way from St. Clair to Maple.
To Maple?
Yes. 3.5 hour walk. I looked at him on the GPS.
Oh my god.
This
is
E1, nigga.
Damn.
They never got on the bus and did one of these for like 4 or 5 stops?
They wouldn't pull up.
Hold on, man.
Back in the day, we get on the bus before four hours. Nigga, this is how I knew God was on my side. I'm walking. I'm falling asleep walking, bro. I swear to God, if I'm lying, God strike me down right now if I'm lying, bro. Bro, I'm walking. Nigga, I'm falling asleep walking. Damn near in the street, about to get hit by cars and shit. I'm like, so I'm just like this. I'm trying to wake up, I'm hitting my shit, pause. I seen a police officer, nigga, I'm like, can you, listen, please. It was a black lady, I'm like, look, please, can you take me as far as you can take me down here? He said, what's wrong? I said, I'm trying to get home. I know you can't leave Shaker, just take me.
As far as you made it to St. Clair, she drove me
as far as she could take me. Boom, I got out. Nigga, I walked another 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
My first 10 minutes was cool, though. She woke me up.
Yeah.
She was like, she just woke me up, like, get up.
Yeah.
So, boom, I get out of the car. I felt like I had a little bit of energy and shit. So, I'm like, all right, I'm cool. So, yeah. I'm walking again. Nigga, like, 10 minutes. I'm like, man, I'm about to fall again. Then I see my auntie. But, like, she's not my real auntie, but she's down there.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
I see her, I'm like, she's like, real? I'm like, yeah. She's like, what you doing? She on her way to work. I said, can you take me home? Nigga, she came and she blessed me, bro. She took me to the house, but she ain't know where the new house was at, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, she like, where you stay? I said, we over there. She like, all right. So like, she said, just tell me where you going. I'm like, all right. So she
started falling asleep.
Hey, she turned the heat on. Nigga, I put the seat back a little bit. I'm like, this seat. She said, so how everybody been? I'm like, they good, they good. She like, how far I'm supposed to go? She said, I'm like, we passed it. Like, we done passed this. And I'm like, you should have turned around. My fault. Nigga, I done fell asleep like 3 times telling her the directions. I'm not gonna do it. Nigga, I fell asleep on the couch.
No, that's, y'all both had some traumatic moments. Like, that's some traumatic moments.
Them is traumatic. 3.5 hours.
Now, falling asleep while walking is crazy. Like, that's insane.
No, that's a necessity. That's a lot. That's a long. I was into the crib. I wouldn't even try to
fall asleep walking, though.
I was tired. Actually, bro, listen. I had school. Listen, though. Niggas had to wake. You know, mommy wasn't playing. Mommy woke me up at like 6, 7 in the morning. Get up. Boom. Get up. Get dressed. You know, I'm not. Look, she got to come over here and down there and smack me to wake me up because I'm not waking up. She got a stash to cover off me,
hit me with something. I'm like, damn.
She's like, yeah, get up.
My mom used to tickle my feet to wake me up. That she used to piss me the fuck off.
She used to do that to me, so I started tucking my feet like a certain way. So I started swimming with my feet towards the wall, so she couldn't do it. So that means she started.
That's
yeah.
Where the feet towards the wall.
Yeah, for real. I used to be thinking.
Not the wall like
that. Not this nigga sleeping around in different positions to hide the attack, nigga. Now I'm about to
she came with a different one. That's the curveball.
I'm gonna catch these extra 5 minutes, ma. You gotta chill. She used to have to damn near beat me to wake me up. Nah, shout out mom, shout out auntie, man. Like, that shit crazy, bro. That's alright, listen, man. That's really all I have for this one. We'll probably record, we'll take a little break and do another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's it. Y'all got anything to say to the people before we get up out of here?
Shout out to the sidewalks for keeping us off the street. Hey, that's funny, Andy.
Man, what?
Time, though, man. That's funny.
Take care of yourself. Practice your hobbies.
Stay safe. Be safe out there, for real.
Eat, drink, and love, people.
Positively over negative.
Okay. Oh, I didn't have nothing to say, but
it's always fun. Hey, y'all, look, talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. You know what I'm saying? And like Ma said, keep it positive. But if them motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up, my nigga.